ladies and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Thanks very much, Bruce Buffer. Thank you for the introduction. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. My name is Paul Kramer, and I'm bringing you the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. Every week, we catch up on news around the world. There's some interesting stuff happening in the background for the International Association for Mass Timber Construction as well. We've been working vigorously on a few new initiatives, one of them including an international standard on how we define mass timber buildings. In the next coming weeks, we'll be able to reveal a little bit more through a system that we've launched sort of softly on our website called Proclaim. Look out for that moving forward. Let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week in mass timber construction land. And first up, we're heading to Western Australia and the Shire of Dandenup. We'll be looking to finalise the pricing on the contract for its new community hub. The Shire will have a hub that includes a library, council chambers, administration centre, marketplace and mixed-use community centre. Contractors Perkin Builders and Peter Hobbs Architects and Advanced Timber Studios completed an 80% detailed design proposal, which was presented in April, and we look forward to seeing the timber-oriented new community hub in Western Australia in the coming months and years. And over to the US now, and in Utah, where the affordable housing crisis is not just unique to that location. A national rent report from Zampa indicates the cost of rent is nearly rising twice as quickly as it was in April last year. So the US Department of Housing and Urban Development had a March report which noted the housing insecurity was up to more than 11% from the 2021 mark. So despite the fact that there was an uptick in rental and house prices, the price inflation adjustment includes the fall of 2% last year plus the mammoth 10% increase in the last 12 months. Ivory Innovations, a not-for-profit housing organization based out of the Utah University, aims to promote the innovative solutions in the nation's housing affordability challenge in three areas: construction design, finance, public policy, and regulatory reform. As a function of all these things, they're looking at affordable housing solutions, including prefabricated techniques, which include mass timber construction. Let's look forward to seeing what happens in Utah as these initiatives start to get off the ground. And Polish architect Michal Sponlik and Marcin Katala share their proposal for their agrological skyscraper called New Spring. Rising dramatically over cultivating fields, the timber structure is envisaged as an aggregation of modules, each one holding seeds that contain future gardens, fields, or farmlands that can be dispatched to specific regions to help restore their natural landscape. The project won third prize in the 2022 skyscraper competition by Evolve magazine. If you'd like to see more, head to the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed and you'll be able to see the article there. And having just come back from the west coast of the US, it was interesting to see that the Seattle-Tacoma Airport design will be done by Australian architect Woods Baggett. The Adelaide-based firm has teamed up with Miller Hull Partnership to design a 13,000 square meter extension on the airport's concourse for the Port of Seattle. The C Concourse expansion will add four stories to the concourse, giving travelers more places to shop, eat, and interfaith prayer and mediation rooms, a nursing suite, as well as a lounge for Alaska Airlines and other space for airlines to port as well. According to the Port of Seattle, the heart of the space will be the Grand Stairs, which the architect describes as an iconic destination that invites travelers to linger with seating, airfield views, music and art. Woods Bagot said the design was inspired by the natural urban environments found in America's Pacific Northwest. And Cubed.com reports that during the construction of 670 Union, a building in New York City, the first mass timber condos, an FDNY squad drove up the fire trucks and swarmed the front of the site. Eric Lifton, the principal at Mesh Architects, which designed the park sloping building, happened to be there and got worried after taking all of the extra steps required to get building approvals and pass the inspections of the six-story building. He wondered if something had gone wrong, and thankfully it hadn't. The firefighters were simply curious. They couldn't believe the structure was made entirely of wood, and they had to come and see it. So there you go, folks. Even the fire department is fascinated by what happens with mass timber construction and what we're able to achieve as a community. So that's it, folks. That's all that's making news around the world this week in mass timber construction land. We thank you for listening once again. We very much appreciate your comments, feedback, and subscription for all the things we do on our platform. We look forward to bringing you the news next week when we bring you the next edition of the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're in the world today. Take care. I'm Paul Kramer, signing off.